702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to our president, of course, in your neck of the woods. But let's start with this devastating earthquake in Indonesia.
Yeah, on the island of Java. And according to the regional governor, 162 people have lost their lives. That's not been corroborated yet, but the death toll certainly is scores of people and hundreds of people also injured. And Indonesia's National Disaster Agency has described it as a 5.6 magnitude quake. Doesn't sound a lot, actually. The numbers aren't that high. But I think it's the fact that the quake was shallow, at a shallow depth in a relatively densely populated part of Indonesia. So houses reduced to rubble, potentially collapsed bridges, landslides in an area that already is prone to landslides. So rescuers have been working through the night and now on through the day trying to save people trapped under damaged buildings. A familiar and awful tale from the aftermath of an earthquake. Things are not going to get a whole lot better very quickly. In fact, they'll probably get worse, and that death toll could well go up.
Talk to me about a World Cup protest. You'll be happy with the result of the game, but of course the Iranian team didn't sing their national anthem, did they?
No, and I suppose arguably there's one protest that didn't happen, which was the One Love rainbow armband badge that was going to be worn by seven European countries. Maybe their players or certainly the captains were going to do it. And then FIFA, being the gutless, spineless and brainless organization that they are, basically clamped down on it and said players could get yellow carded, could get sent off, there could be whatever. So the various football associations thought we can't have that. On the other hand, dovetail that with Iran making a stand about the oppression in their homeland, the protests, the arrests, the deaths in custody, etc. And not one of the Iranian team sang the national anthem. I do remember there was a time when the England players were lambasted for not singing the national anthem. I think it's because they hadn't learned the words. And indeed, yesterday, Mason Mount seemed to be singing God Save Our Gracious Queen, forgetting events of the past few months. But to have the entire squad standing there motionless, not singing, not even attempting to mouth along with the words, it was such a statement. I mean, you fear for the team a little bit when they get home, but at the same time, wow. I mean, if ever, you know, who said you can keep politics out of sport? What a nutty idea that is, eh?
And a sad story to end us off. Gosh, Thor is taking some time out.
Yeah, Thor is mortal. The actor Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, of course, he has done, I suppose, what most of us can't, but good luck to him. He has had his genetic makeup checked out. This is, I can't tell if it's a spin-off or part of the show that he's been doing, Limitless. But anyway, in the course of it, he found out that he has two copies of the gene APOE4, and these happen to be the genes will make you more prone to develop Alzheimer's. So having them both from both his mum and dad means that he's up to 10 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's. Now, he's 39. He's fit as a butcher's dog. He doesn't have dementia, confusion, memory loss, anything like that. But I guess he's thought, do you know what? I'm just going to take a bit of stress out of my life, look at my nutrition and my exercise levels, and just have a comfortable time with family for the time being back in Western Australia, and just take a bit of time out. You know what? I'm sure if we could, we all would. Although I'm not sure about the genetic blueprint. Would you want to know what's in your genetic makeup and therefore potential scary news that could be in there? Good luck to Chris Hemsworth, though. He's doing it.
Yeah, I think that's about all you can say. Good luck to Chris Hemsworth. We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview. Adam Gilchrist.